He had come in and he gave an audition that I thought was excellent, like very dark and but so great, like so real and connected. And when he left, she was super silent and she just turned and she just looked at everyone in the room and she goes, "That person has no soul. Whoever that actor was, I never want to see again."
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict. A 4-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep, dark secrets we probably want to go to our grave with, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Really the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. So my guest today is Claudia. Now, I have a question for you. Dun, dun, dun. What is your secret?
Well, the secret that I had to carry with me for a bunch of years was that I was married to an actor and at the same time was also a casting director. So I had to kind of hide that fact for many, many years.
Okay. First of all, my first question when you said that is, did you guys meet in the casting room? I mean, where did you meet?
No, we actually didn't. I met him through a friend at a barbecue. I had not been familiar with him at all. He had just done one TV show, so I didn't know him. I met him just through a friend at a party and then found out after that he was an actor, to my dismay.
Did he ask for your number or you asked for his? How did that even start?
He just kind of like, I caught his eye across the room. Like I caught him looking at me. I was like, oh, what's this? You know? And I was single at the time and not looking. And I guess he was single at the time. And he just kind of talked to me that night at the party and then asked if for my number and if he could call me. And we just went on a few dates and I found out he was an actor then.
On the date?
Yeah.
The first date or like the third date?
Yeah, no, the first date. He actually had thought that I knew him. So,
oh.
Yeah. And he was like surprised that I didn't. And I was like, I don't know. But that's what I learned.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Cause as an actor, you think everybody knows you. And if you look at any television show, there's so many actors on it. There's no possible way to know everybody. So it's funny that on the first date, he's like, wait, you don't know me?
Yeah.
Like,
and I think part of that was because he was on a television show that shot in New York and it was one of the few, you know, big shows that was shooting there. And, you know, they're like celebrities there in New York, like, you know, cause it's very insular and everyone knows the show. Oh, there's the guy from that show. But then when you come to LA, it's like, you're amongst thousands and thousands of
thousands.
Those people. So,
yeah. Okay. So you guys met, you went on a date. How quickly did you get married?
It would say we got married after like a year and a half. It was, ideally I'd like it to be a little longer. but yeah.
You know, I waited 10 years.
You waited 10 years.
10 years before we got married.
So I think the perfect amount is like right in the middle.
Oh, it's too long? Mine was too long.
No, because it could be like after 10 years, you just get annoying questions all the time from people. You know, like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
No, people stopped asking us. I think that was the beautiful thing. They stopped asking us. So it was really our decision and when we decided good. And not when society told us we had to get married.
Yeah, I like your way of giving it like a lot of time and, you know, put the relationship through a lot of different trials and tribulations before you. And I didn't do that. I had, you know, he was working at the time and things were great and everything was like very dreamy. So
did a lot of times you guys were in separate locations? If you worked in LA, right?
Yeah.
So was he on location and you were here?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that I do know someone that like loves to date musicians because every time they come home, it feels like it's a new relationship. And then when they're there too long, they're like, wait, you gotta leave. Like, I don't like you right now.
I think there's parts of it, the relationship that are good when they're away a lot. Ours got tricky because we had kids pretty soon. So it was, you know, when he's away with kids, it's different. When they're away and you're alone, it's like, great, some alone time. But when they're away and you have, you know, babies at home, it just gets a little tricky.
How quickly did you guys get pregnant?
Like, so I got married in April and I was pregnant in September.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's next level.
I was like, so in love. I was like, I don't care. Give me everything that has to do with him. And
well, that's beautiful. It's beautiful that you went into it, even if it was a short time, all in, you know, because some people, for the reason why I didn't want to get married is because I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to be all in and be with like one person. And I think that's beautiful that you like dove head first and you were willing to. You know,
I never ever thought of it that way. Like I think we as humans tend to look at all the mistakes and like why, like what, because I'm now divorced. I don't want to ruin anything, but I am now divorced from this person. But look back and you say, like, why did I go so fast? And you often don't look at the positive, like you just said, of like, that's actually really cool that you were all in and you did it. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Because it's, listen, you know, everybody has a different journey. I do believe that people should live together before they get married. Cause you find out so much stuff, but I also really admire people that commit and like fully commit. Cause for me, that was really hard. Intimacy was really hard for me to master. I, you know, humans scare me. So
yeah.
Okay, so you're
making it work.
I've done the work. I've done the soul digging, like on the floor crying by yourself work. so sad. Anyway, so you had the babies, right? You had the babies.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Yeah. Well, I was working in between casting, you know, pretty big movies for pretty big casting directors. And, you know, he as a working actor, and he's a very specific type. So, you know, it's not like he's just like, you know, early 30s, handsome leading man type. He was more plays like a bad guy with a big heart. That's his type. And there's that type in so many movies. So, you know, we would start to run into times where the things I was casting, he actually really wanted to book. So it puts you in that position where, you know, you're kind of walking a line of not showing your hand when you're in a casting room with directors, and then also trying to navigate the relationship at home and not insult his like actor ego or male ego. Like, it was a very tricky thing.
That has to be very tricky. I can't imagine if you guys were at a casting for a really big movie or show and he came in and then you have to come home, take care of kids, and then he wants to know what was said in the room after he walks out. Because I've sat in the room as a director with huge directors and listened to what they say about actors. And I've also been an actor where I come in a room and I know they're talking about me as soon as I leave.
Yeah.
So how did you navigate that? and keep it a secret from, because you've kept it a secret, right, from the producers.
And you know, I just for the integrity of my work as a casting director, I didn't really subscribe to moving too many pieces around for him or for anybody. Like, I believe very much people have their own paths and destiny. I mean, if I can put him in a position where he has a good shot at something, and I could do that quietly, without anybody knowing, then I would do it. It's kind of like championing an actor that you really like, you know, like, you don't want to show your hand and say, hey, here's your answer. This is the answer. But you kind of want to massage that a little bit. With this, it was a little tricky because, you know, there were projects where he'd come in and he would do like a really off audition, and I'd have to like sit there and listen to, you know, four or five producers kind of just like pull him apart, like, and say really awful things. And that poker face has to be there. And then I have to formulate what I say when I come home. Yeah.
Oh, that is just, you even talking about it, Ronald, is giving me anxiety. Like, there's like a pit in my stomach because I know how brutal this business is. And to be put in that position where you have to like walk this fine line and hold this secret around your job that you love. I know you love your job. And then this person you love.
Yeah. It's tricky. And then on the flip side, there's auditions where he would come in and knock it out of the park and be so amazing and so like unlike what they were expecting. And then I get to come home and give good news, which is good. But it was always that balancing act, very stressful. You know, there are very funny things said about him in the room while I was there, that I will never forget. And
can you share any, or is you just can't even go there?
I can share some. First of all, let me just preface this by saying he's very accomplished on his own. But I would try, like, if there was a role that like he didn't typically play, I would try and give him a shot at that so he could exercise that muscle. And would never tell the director or producers that he had come in and he gave an audition that I thought was excellent, like very dark and, but so great, like so real and connected. And that's just an objective viewpoint. I thought he did a really good job. And when he left, she was super silent and she just turned and she just looked at everyone in the room and she goes, you're a show creator. And, you know, he had come in and he gave an audition that whoever that actor was, I never want to see again. Mm-hmm. So great, like so real and connected. And that's just an objective viewpoint. I thought he did a really good job. And when he left, she was super silent and she just turned and she just looked at everyone in the room and she goes, that person has no soul. She goes, no. Yeah. Whoever that actor was, I never want to see again. He is so dark. I think he is a black soul, I think he has a black soul. Can we move on? And I was like, I just couldn't. And like, I think a single tear like dropped down my eye, you know, and I just quick wiped it away and just tried to move on. But I wanted so bad to just be like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah. That means he probably was so committed to that performance that you couldn't see the real person. That's kind of irritating to me. Like, I'm irritated.
Yeah. And I thought, like, I find this to be true in a lot of scenarios when I'm working on a project where they'll say, I want something really dark and really gritty and really raw. And then there's actors that we can show them that are almost too real, too raw, so good, but it actually is very, it's almost like scary for them to like witness it in the room and understand it. And, you know, cause I think I like to think I know what I'm doing and I know when I know something good when I see it. And his audition was very, very moving. And yeah, she was just like, and was, she was just like,
not having it.
Yeah. And it was so, you know, I just tried to move on from that, act like it didn't happen and try and like unhear those words, you know?
Well, cause I feel like some actors, I know we're getting in the actor thing now, but some actors forget that it is a working environment. So the producers and directors want to like you and be around you and give you direction. So I feel like it's that fine balance sometimes. Mm-hmm,
definitely.
You know, especially for me when I play a lot of like bitchy parts. So it's like, they have to still kind of like you as a person, but you still have to convince them. Anyways, we're getting off topic. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I want to talk about, did you ever actually cast him?
I have cast him several times.
Okay. So you guys worked together and it worked out in its way. And then obviously
it did. Some of them, they wouldn't know. The director and producers wouldn't know if they.
Oh, wait. So they wouldn't know the entire time? You didn't even say after, okay, I didn't want to tell you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I did after the movies were wrapped. Like I would, you know, sometimes the director would come up to me and be like, I did not know that you were married to him. That would have been helpful if you would have told me. And I'm like, no, but I really wanted to, and I think what made it really hard is I really wanted him to get things on his own merit. So he could feel like, I think it's a different dynamic because it was a male actor and a female casting director. I think if it was a female actress and a male casting director, it wouldn't quite be this way. I think there's a male ego thing that's really there. And he was good. He's good enough to get them on his own. So I really would do like the bare minimum to like push him in. Like maybe I'll give you an example. Like, if there's a movie, there's a good time for actors to be seen on a certain role just because other casts or members are falling into place. And my producer and director's attention is now on that role. And that's the session that you want that person to be in. That's what I was able to do, is put him in that session. But beyond that, I would say nothing, let him do his own thing. I wouldn't give him notes. Unless it was something that he actually really needed to hear, but otherwise, you know, he would come in and do it. And I just would have to balance the rest of it.
Oh, you know? My God.
Yeah. Really hard when there was projects that he really wanted, like really bad, and probably should have had a better shot at, you know, and that makes it a little hard. But yeah,
you kept that secret. I mean, how long were you guys married for?
Married for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you kept that a long
time. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else in the business know you guys were together, or it just kept it like it just everybody knew it was a secret?
Well, I think his agents knew for sure. And then just a select few people, but we would not advertise it at all because I think he was concerned. He didn't want people to say, like, point a nepotism finger at him, and rightly so, because people still do that.
Oh, no. I got the producers wanted me for a movie Mark was directing, and we were in Albuquerque, and one of the day players came in and said, oh, you're the director's wife. Everybody in town is talking that you got the part because you're the director's wife. Yeah. I was like, maybe because I've actually worked and I'm a good actress, but thank you very much. I got this. Like, they had to beg me to do it. And I was like,
yeah, I know. And then you just like don't want to explain that to everybody or defend position. Like, so yeah, it was always like, I was always very conscious of like making sure he felt like he did that, you know, like he did it, which he did. It's just those little things I can champion an actor and help him with.
So did anything else crazy happen in this 7 years that, like, did you have to develop more secrets? Did things occur that, you know, it was just stressful and maybe put stress on the relationship, and maybe this secret maybe put stress on the relationship? I don't know.
Yeah, it would definitely put stress on the relationship. I think, you know, you could say as much as you want, like there's no expectation as me as a casting director and him as an actor, but there is that expectation that it's not just the projects that I work on, but just in my circle, my professional circle of casting directors.
Yeah. You know, everybody,
my, like, you know, really close friend does like 15 shows and, you know, so there was always that crossover and I always felt that pressure. And probably a lot of self-imposed pressure because I want something good for my loved one and really want them
to win
and win. But there's only so much I can do to maintain what I was speaking of earlier, that he actually feels like he did it, you know, like from beginning to end. Is there anything crazy that happened? Nothing really crazy comes to mind. It's just like, when directors would find out that I was, you know, with him, would always be like a funny, you know, discovery. Some directors would be like, I am personally insulted that you didn't tell me, you know, and it just made me feel good at the end of the day that we did it the right way, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So do you think this benefited anybody, keeping this secret so private for 7 years, or harmed anybody?
I think it was really the best way to do it. Cause it, you know, this business is so small, like so small. The producer you work with one day is doing, you know, if they're working in the business, I always say if they're working in the business, the working part of this business is very tiny.
Very.
But the stuff, there's so many actors, so many producers, but the working actors and the working producers, I feel like is very small. I think at the end of the day, keeping the secret was a really good decision.
But you did say, I have to go back, and you did say it might have harmed the relationship. Because there's something about, and I'm just going to call you out on it, there's something about not living your authentic self and your reality and hiding that part of yourself. Because I know you, and I know your career is really important to you. So hiding that is a big part of your life, hiding, right? Yeah.
It's all a fear-based hiding, you know, like not able to share feedback with him because I'm scared of his reaction. You know, fear of them, someone finding out that he's my husband as he's about to walk in the room. And, you know, there's just so much fear in keeping a secret like that. And I guess, like, if you're talking about a negative, I feel like it probably didn't allow him to grow and change because I wasn't representing things to him accurately. But I felt like I needed to preserve the relationship.
Right.
So probably fear-based stuff.
Which most everything is about fear. Whenever I feel anything, it's always based in fear. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is a great thing if you're moving forward in the future. So how are you going to move forward in the future? Obviously, the relationship is done because you said he's your ex. So how do you move forward in the future? Do you not date actors anymore?
I try not to, but they're so dang good looking. I don't think I could ever get into a relationship with an actor like that again.
But you're hot, so I bet they come after you a little bit.
It's hard because they're the best, like most charming people, you know, and they're actors for a reason, and I have to have a little bit of that interplay with them, but I would have paused dating one again very seriously. But just moving on from it, you know, I really take so much of what I learned being married to an actor and apply it to my career now, and I think it really sets me apart from other casting directors because I'm more conscious of the process for them. Very good to agents in regards to feedback and giving them what I know they need. I think it helped my career big time to have that there because I've seen a peek in the other side of the curtain.
And which is very scary.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of casting directors were actors themselves, but I know that like my staff and stuff doesn't really understand what it means when they send out an appointment with 7 pages aside at 6 o'clock for an audition at 10 the next morning. And my office, I try really hard not to do that. And I just tried to pull all of the learning, the lessons that I've had from the marriage and just apply them to make me better at my job now.
And that's why you're so good. That's why I love when I like come in for you, because you care about those things. Because people don't normally understand how much work it is when you get those sides or, you know, get called in last minute, you know? So
yeah, I'd see him agonize. Like he was a very committed auditioner. So he would do his work hours.
Like he
work.
Memorized, like I'm all hours for memory. Yeah.
And even when he didn't think he was right for the role, he'd go with it and his agent would tell him and he'd, you know, really study and he'd go in and it's like a cold room and a one and done. And he's got, you know, he's leaving 2 kids at home to go audition and he's putting in hours and he always felt so awful coming home. And I rarely give people just a one and done for that reason. And I think it's made me such a better casting director to take everything I learned and apply it now. So, yeah.
And maybe not live a secret again. If you do get married, maybe like say, this is my husband.
Yeah. Just and I think I'm in a different place in my career now where I'm not so scared, where I can say, hey, you know, I'm not sure if this is the right answer or not, but I know this person from this. And I'm more confident on my feet, you know, in the room and all of that. I'm not going to do that ever again.
Okay, good. Well, you said actors are so hot. I'm like, they're crazy.
It's a temptation at all times. Because that's all you meet, you know? But yeah, I try not to get into a relationship with one again.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for sharing that secret. That was amazing. And I'm sure people not in the business are going to love this because they're hearing how it's run. And that is... Yeah. It's crazy, but thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This is Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. If you want to be on the show and you have a past secret that you've already gone through and you want to share it, or a present one that's still buried deep inside, please message me below or email me at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.